Om Shanti. Dear brothers and sisters, good morning. Today it is our privilege to welcome on stage a luminous soul, a living embodiment of spirituality and service, so which you can feel it as she speaks, as she walks. You can literally feel the specialities radiating from her. For more than 6.5 decades, Didi has been a guiding light, touching countless lives across nearly 100 countries. She is the joint administrative head of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University, the European director, the senior director of the Academy for the Better World in Mount Abu, the Gyan Sarovar, where you're sitting. She's the senior director of this place, and she's the director of the Brahma Kumaris in Germany. So renowned as a bridge between East and West, Didi is an exceptional teacher, profound yogini, and a true spiritual ambassador on the world stage. Her journey began in India, where, even as a teenager, she was entrusted with leadership responsibilities. Since then, she has helped establish centers, trained thousands of students, and represented spirituality at major global platforms. At her core, Didi radiates humility, humor, and an unshakable faith that beyond our roles and responsibilities, we are all eternal spiritual beings. So, dear brothers and sisters, so with a lot of love and respect, welcome Didi. A deep round of applause for her. Personally, Didi for me, she is an epitome of happiness. So, as you interact with her, whatever word she speaks, it really carries a vibration. So they are not just words. So as you hear, it might be very simple which she speaks, but it has a lot of power. Try to experience those vibrations as she speaks, and it's a real healing for the soul. And Didi will now touch on the topic of connecting with the divine. So after 1 hour, she will do her session until 11 o'clock and we will have a break. And at 11:30, we will come back to have a session on Tree of Humanity with Didi Sudesh. So for 45 minutes, there will be a session. And then later, after 45 minutes, we will be asking questions. So if you have any questions, so which you want to ask, so you can just write in a piece of paper and give it to me at the break time, so I can take up the questions with her in the second session. Enjoy your session. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Good morning. And Om Shanti. Now I think the meaning of Om Shanti, which means the sound, words, expression, but feeling of Om Shanti. Being Om Shanti. Seeing each other Om Shanti. Communicating with each other with this consciousness. I, the soul, in my original consciousness of purity and peace, love and happiness, self-respect and respect for others, is meaning changing feeling into relationship with myself of that quality, and then the relationship with each other. Today, we are talking about connection with the Divine. Connection with the Supreme. Or shall I say, would like to use the expression relationship rather than connection. There's a difference between connection and relation. A relation is you can relate. You can relate some your experience with the other person. Or you can communicate with that particular quality, with particular relation in different situations. You use different inner powers of the soul. So, relationship with the Divine. When I say connection, then also it gives some feeling that like my connection is with the generator. I have the connection in my home and all my devices are working. I want water, I switch on. I want light, I switch on, I get light. I want heating, I get heating. So it's connection. If I am not experience, I come in home and I switch on the light, but light doesn't work. I try another device, it's not working. What I say, power cut off or switch off. The connection is still there. But it's not connected. It means it is not receiving what source is. I need to receive from the source. And so, whenever any situation in our life is there, our physical needs are fulfilled by our parents, friends, neighbors, or whoever we are connected with each other, whether they are living far or near. But in spiritual development, the need of myself, a real self, is not the material things. That is, of course, when I am here in this body, I need food, I need water, I need air, I need comfortable home. I need some kind of transport, which is I can buy from anywhere. But my inner needs, or my inner desires, or my deep request or search is not for the external things, because that are available in this world, physical things. But we are talking about our inner needs or inner comfort, inner happiness, inner peace, inner power, selfless love, wisdom. Is there any factory that where all these things are manufactured? Do you have any factory in your country where peace is manufactured? A company which can actually give you as a soul peace. You get something, you are happy. Of course. But then it is for again physical need. But the one who is using these things, physical, does not experience the even the comfort of physical things. For example, now I am sitting here comfortably, you are sitting in your seat comfortably. Ask your body, are you comfortable? Is your chair or seat comfortable? Would body reply you? You will say, I am not comfortable. You will try to. It's you are feeling. The body does not feel. Your hand is burnt. Ask hand, do you feel pain that you are burnt? Or leg is broken. Does the leg know that it is broken? It can be certainly repaired, I should go to the doctor. But pain is not experienced by the leg. I have headache. Head does not have headache. I have stomach ache, but stomach does not have ache. So what I want to say is, the experiencer, the user, the enjoyer, the receiver is you, the living energy, which you heard, I think it's clear, this morning session or yesterday's session, that you are living being, or you are a soul, or you are a ruh, or you are motivating force for this body, metaphysical energy, but living energy. That living energy is gone out, then eyes are there but they can't see, heart is there, no feelings, brain is there, there's no understanding, organs are there. We say, oh, he was so nice person. He or she was so generous. This one was so lovely. Was who? The one who was expressing through this body. Means living. Otherwise we say, the soul, light is gone, life is gone. The body is there, but the soul is not there. So when we are thinking of the Supreme, then we are actually linking ourselves with the Supreme Being, Supreme Soul. who is not a physical person, is not a human being. No human being is able to give you the real powers that the soul needs. They can give some comfort, they can share some their qualities to you, but Source is one. And we call Him the Divine, or we call Him Supreme Soul. Souls are great souls, holy souls, saint, benevolent, but there is limit in them. They can do for short time to some, but for all, Source is one. This is why it is said, God is one. There can be extension of our faith and feelings, so then we can ask, of course, mercy, love from those who have been supporting us. Just like we love our parents, but they are supporting us. In the same way, we love those who have supported us spiritually, creating self-respect in us, giving some teaching in us, and we have the right understanding what we have to do, enabling us, teachers, our teachers. But then they are gone. What I received for the limited period, because they were limited. They left beautiful teachings in scriptures, and we read scriptures, but praise of whom? These scriptures writer wrote the praise of whom? They wrote their experience of the One who is the Supreme. And we have been trying to sing praise of those who have received this, and we want to have the same experience. But in fact, to be connected with the Supreme, or to be have relationship with the Divine, has a totally different aspect. For example, if I want to see my face, what I need? A mirror. If a mirror is given to a blind person, can he see his face? So what it is, he has eyes, but he does not have the light in it. Eyes, blind person has eyes, but no light in it. So all of us are souls, living that we are living. But we need the connection of the I. Not only these as I am a soul. And this I, which says my, need to see my face, for example. So I need my own these physical eyes, which is part or organ of my own body. I cannot see my face with anybody else's eyes. What we have been doing all these years, we want to see ourselves with the eyes of somebody else. And we really love what they have related, appreciated them so much, because they could give us some hint they could give us that in this shop, a very special, profitable, practical thing is. Yeah, promise, but that then he is reading your fortune, but he is not making your fortune. Right? So he can see only what was in the past, but not in detail. But here it is, when I want to connect with all knowing, not just my present or my future, but all knowing means that my origin, where I have come from, what is my purpose of life, why I am here, who sent me here, was I not happy where I was before, and why population is increasing. No one can explain this. So, then we say, it's God's vision. It's His wish, His wish. But who's? But then, do I know Him where He lives? Do I have relationship? Do I have the address of Him? So only by having connection with my own self, the self have connection with the Supreme. So I am soul, and the divine, you call it divine, but the one who makes divine, because we call divine fathers also our prophets. They are divine fathers. But then they sing the praise of the Supreme Father. Or they sing the praise of angels. So, I need to go to the source. Because all of them are receiving from the same place. And if I have to reach that place, then I have to have the same consciousness that it is the soul that need to have connection with the Supreme Soul. I cannot get direct, but I need to have connection, of course, but I need to plug in. I need to have a socket. I need to have a switch. So there is a method I can switch on. So in the same way I can switch on. The relationship is there because we all say we are creation of one Creator. We all are creation of one Creator. God is one, not 10 or 20. And we want to go directly, but we have been going through those who are, we can call it, have received something very precious, and they are so benevolent, they want to give us. I just remember one story, small story. There was one beggar. He used to go to a king time to time to get something, and king was very generous. He would know this beggar is very honest, and he would give him plenty of something. For example, a sack of grains or some plenty things he can continue for some days and then come back. One day when he came, the king was doing prayer. And in that prayer he was saying, "O God, You are the bestower of my fortune. You have given me this kingdom. You have given me this fortune. Continue to have Your mercy on me and your blessings on me. The beggar thought, he is also getting from someone. Clicks in his mind. He says, then why not I should also go to the source? He went back. The king finished his prayer and asked the maid to call the beggar. They said the king, he just left, he said. He did not see anything and he left. And he was still outside, the king called him. King said, why have you gone without taking something? He said, I don't want to get from a beggar. He says, what are you talking? I am a king and you are telling me a beggar. He says, excuse me, I have heard with my own ears that you are begging. I was begging from God. He says, for example, I come when you pray to God and God gives you 100 gold coins. And if I come to you, if I go directly to God, how much he would give to me? He says he has no discrimination. Beggar or king, God does not have any discrimination. He will give you also 100. He says, excuse me, how much you will give to me? He says, many beggars come to me. I will give you 1 or 2. He says, I am not foolish to lose 98. I am not foolish to lose 99. Why shouldn't I get 100? So I want to go to the source. So this is happening with us. We have been going, begging from one place, another place, searching the source. And then we realize that all of us are connected with this seed. Let me go to the source of all power is one, and that is simple to understand, as is the creation. God created the man his own image. God is not a man, not a woman. So what is his image? When you think of God, do you think of a human being or an angel? Naturally, something, the subtle things, which is not physical, it is inner peace, inner love, inner happiness, inner power, inner protection, something inner which is you. You are actually looking for that. And so the giver of all this inner is invisible, and yet it is the soul. So I, the soul, if I want to connect myself with that source, then I have to remove. For example, if I want to connect the electric connection, I need to remove the rubber. Electric wire is cut off and I want to connect on it. How to connect? If a rubber on, is this insulation is also there, you cannot connect. You have to remove, and then copper is connected with copper, and then current begins to flow. If this rubber is on it, plastic is on it, no matter how strong you tie with the cello tape or with any tape, it will not work. So in order to have relationship and connection with divine, while having this body, I need to practice that I, the soul, belong to the Supreme Soul. And soul in bodiless stage is three powers, which you heard yesterday or today. The soul exists with three main living potential, and that is mind, second, intellect, and third, personality traits, the values, love, purity, peace, wisdom, truth. They are not gross material that you can buy from a shop. That soul comes with, when soul comes in this body, comes with the mind, leaves the body, goes with it. It is just like simple example I want to use. If you, when someone leaves the body, we say, light is gone, life is gone. And in memory of this, in some countries, they always light a candle. In some tradition, they light a candle, candle light. Now, when you light the candle, which three things emerged in it automatically? Light. Second, when you put on finger on it, fire. Fire creates heat, but it is fire. The third is the aura. When light the candle, three are emerged together. You blow out the candle, all three are gone. You cannot separate light, heat and form. In the same way, the soul is mind, intellect and personality traits, the real values in life. So when I am connecting myself with God, then I keep this rest of the time my rubber on it, because my plastics should remain on it. But this part which I want to connect has to remove the rubber. So when I am really connecting, then I have to be at that time, not that I am mother, I am husband, I am boss. That is my cover or my role. I am not role, I am a soul. So soul wants to become elevated, ignited, light. So it needs to connect with the Supreme Being. So come back to the first lesson again, that yesterday we were speaking, soul consciousness. I need to practice soul consciousness, not only just when I am sitting in meditation. In order to keep myself conscious, I need to have this awareness while walking, talking, sitting, eating, cooking, playing in my job, because my mind has to work at that time also. I am a thinking being and I need to think, but positive and powerful thoughts. Waste thoughts will bring again a plastic on me. So pure thoughts of me, I'm not this body, and I connect with the one who does not have a body, is bodiless. incorporeal, is not a corporeal form, is light. God is light, and it is light of love, light of peace, light of purity, light of wisdom, light of truth. And this is what, when we want to connect with the Supreme, want to achieve this, what is the real need for the soul. So now, but in order to act, I need to form a relationship. If I go only as a beggar, of course I will get something. My relationship with the king as a beggar, and the beggar is, king is generous, right? But king will not tell the beggar, okay, now you come and sit in my sitting room and enjoy, outside is cold. He would say, I give you blanket. I can give you nice cozy jacket. But he would not say, come and stay in my room. He says, but if a servant comes, of course, he can give him a key and come and do the cleaning and come and do the cooking, whatever. So he has a right to come in and also enjoy the atmosphere, coziness of the palace. But he would not give him the key of his safe where his money is there. But his child, he is looking for, that his child should be so worthy. He is not worthy, he wants to make him worthy to claim all his inheritance. So this is why when we say creation, it means relationship of the creator and creation. In simple word, it's with God, my parents, my mother and father, so I can experience love and I can also experience protection. So I need to have changed the consciousness from a beggar to a child. So then this innocence, he has responsibility then to make the child worthy. But if I am saying, only begging, I get mercy, but when I become a child, I get love. So there is difference between mercy and love. Mercy is afterwards. Mercy, when you are poor, you have mercy. You are sick, somebody has mercy and gives you some kind of support, gets medicine for you, arranges the hospital for you. It's mercy. But love is beforehand. Your child is not born yet. And you expect a baby. You start preparing nice clothes, nice things, beautiful toys. You begin to dream where you will teach him, in which school you will send him, what kind of job you want to take him, how you want to make him worthy that he can look after your kingdom. So difference is there. So relationship, where it takes the responsibility and also natural way, inherent personality comes from the parents. Our personality or our sanskaras, we call some total nature of us or habits of us or our what character is formed are three sources. First is our parents. Our parents, we have inherent personality from parents, If you are born in a royal family, we have natural royalty. If you are born in a religious family, you have natural some devotion. If you are born in politician's house, you are natural some kind of that. You are not taught, but you learn. You develop that kind of personality. The second, which we call sanskaras, when some total impact and effect of the activity with whom you are living, those connected with. Second step of our forming personality is our education. So now our intellect, this loveful relationship is the connection of our mind. Be mind with your mind. God, let my mind think and link with the Supreme, who is always loving, caring, giving, forgiving, benevolent, loveful. So your mind becomes in that way very gentle and innocent. Then second is intellect. You go to a teacher. The relationship with your teacher, parents can teach the child, but they always send the child to a school, the teacher. So then Supreme Soul is wisdom of wise. Divine is wisdom of wise. Knowledgeful, all-knowing, not only just reading the palm and my forehead, but knowing my what capacity I have, and in order to enhance my capacity, he gives me the knowledge how you can solve your problems, how you can develop. So God is done in this way, we learn. So this Brahma Kumaris, first is family, and then it is called spiritual university. University means that teachings are needed, knowledge is needed. So God is knowledgeful, the son of knowledge. The ocean of knowledge, the depth, to go into the depth of every subject, to go into the depth of your own, what you are thinking and understanding, and you develop the power of discrimination between right and wrong, so you don't repent after performing action, because otherwise energy is consumed, and you miss what you are going to do further. So you are safe, you are saving your time, saving your energy when the intellect is clear. So yoga is not yoga, only physical exercise. That is good for the body, but yoga of the intellect and with royalty, not to force yourself. That's what's called Raja Yoga. Meditation is to train the mind, and yoga is to train the intellect, to make the intellect divine. So I, the soul, am not only mind. I, the soul, am intellect as well. And that's why study is important. How to connect, how to plug in, and which switch I have to switch it on. It is same source, but you have a different switch. You don't have the same switch for water and same switch for your computer and same switch for your different press button. So it's connection from the same, but direction is different. And so here it is Supreme Soul is knowledgeful, wisdom of wise, so I keep my intellect free from confusion. I have been so confused by hearing so many different ideas, by searching so many things, and sometimes I have faith and then I have doubt because I couldn't actually find what I was looking for. So here it is, I have to see with my own experience, that is seeing with my own third eye. And that's why experience comes through relationship. Experience comes through trying it. Otherwise I can be deceived. I have sugar and I have salt in my kitchen both. And sometimes somebody else makes tea and coffee for me, uses my salt rather than sugar. So I need, the taste will change. It is both are white. So it needs, the intellect has to also understand the fine difference between the things what we are human being telling and what God is speaking. So knowledge is needed so you can really recognize and realize and which is giving you the right understanding of yourself and right understanding what step I want to take. The yoga of the intellect. Third is company. Your sanskaras, you are born in a royal family, very civilized family, very generous and well known in character, but your children are gone in bad company. They have adopted that habit from there. So God then says that you need to learn from each other. And this is why it's collective things. We study together. It's a school that we study. It's a private lesson, but it's also a school. Studying together to have good company so we can understand the research of each other. And so then verify that you are experiencing, I am also experiencing, and then I trust what my taste, what I have tasted. And for this I have to practice. This is why I have to have company with my own first, with my qualities, and then my quality will attract like, likes, like. So godly qualities and what I like will automatically attract me, just like magnet attracts the magnet, iron attracts iron only when it is not rusty. But because of body consciousness, I have become rusty and I am not being attracted. I am not being pulled that, though my devotion, my faith, my trust is there. And for that, I need to check in again and again that I practice who do I belong to, what connection I am making. Is love begets love? Do I have that love? Do I have clarity? Am I using the quality one with God's quality? So this is why God's praise is 108 names, 99 names of all, that is attributive name. God does not have a body and yet we praise with so many praises because that is what is God's character. And so I have to see how much percentage of God's character is in me, and let me connect that character of me with His character, or bring that character, means connect in my personality, so I can get that power to increase my character. So I become divine. I don't become God, because God remains only God and only one, but I become automatically powerful, as a child of a lion will be lion. Child of a cat will be a cat. So whose creation I am? When this awareness is there, then meditation becomes yoga, and yoga means relationship, and relationship means interaction and communication. And this is what is taught here. So then it works in practical, in action. It's not only just thinking, but while in action, I am using these qualities. I am a soul, I am talking to a soul brother. So my love begins to ignite in this way. I begin to see that good quality in this person, and my quality is connected with each other. Good company comes. And if I see always weakness and I focus on defects, my mind also becomes affected and my goodness is defected. So I got infection. I was very healthy and suddenly got infection because I got this influence. So I have to make sure that quality connects with quality. So all this praise is not only his praise. He wants that his praise becomes we human beings' praise, that we can really become flowers of the garden of Allah. Maybe variety, no problem. Variety is a beauty, but each flower has its own speciality and its own color and its own fragrance, but they are called flowers. And the gardener is one. The soil is the same. The water is the same. We accept variety. That is the beauty. Right? So being connected with one. Om Shanti.
Wow. So if God is an ocean of qualities, what is our Didi? Yeah. A sea? A smaller ocean, but an ocean, no? An ocean of wisdom. Isn't she? Wasn't that amazing? Amazing. And there's more after break. So let's have one moment of silence and connect with the One. Look up here at Didi. She will look at her eye, through her eyes to you. She will be connected to One, and we have 1 minute of silence.